There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. Top of the hour, there was a news piece on driverless cars. I've got a problem with driverless cars. And we're going to get right back to Stephen and Rick Miller in just a second. But I want to talk about driverless cars. What about that pickup truck that has a ladder, you know, in the back there, and a gust of wind from the tractor trailer that drives past that pickup truck with the ladder in the back, and the gust of wind flips that ladder out of the back of the pickup truck, and that driverless car runs over that and gets out of control and causes a major accident. Why? Because the driverless car, can that really pay attention to the ladder? And will it think about that ladder being thrown out of the pickup truck? Will it be paying attention to a poorly tied down load on a trailer or the back of a pickup truck? Will it do that? Is it smart enough to do that? What about the guy when I was driving over a holiday weekend? Many years ago, and this man, I saw this man on top of a bridge, okay, an overpass, and I looked at, as I was approaching him, I thought, oh man, this does not look good, and the guy jumped right off the bridge and landed right in front of my car. Had I not seen that he might do that, had I not have thought, I surely hope this guy doesn't jump off the bridge. This guy jumped off the bridge, landed right in front of me. Of course, I was prepared for it. I slammed on the brakes, and we stopped traffic, and we got people involved, and we got the ambulance and so forth. I don't know what happened to the man. But what I'm saying is, a driverless car going to think about looking at the overpass to see if someone's going to jump down onto the road and try to commit suicide? Is it programmed for that? I don't think I like this idea of driverless cars. I want all of us to be safe drivers, and I want us to pay attention and think about all of us around us and not do stupid things. I really would like to see that happen. But driverless cars, I'm not convinced. And what happens is if there's a CME, are all these driverless cars going to lose control? I mean, I don't know, but I don't like the idea. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Stephen in Georgia, you're back with us. And you were talking about hour number one, last segment, you were talking about someone you know who drilled some holes in a smart meter, and then some water went into it, and next thing you know, the electric company's there. Tell us more about that, please.
Well, when the guy showed up, I said, you know, I'd like to have my old meter back. I really am thoroughly against smart meters. He said, oh, we can't do that. They're all gone. Yeah. So after a couple of months, you know, I go and pay my bill, and I say every time I go in there, I say, I want my old meter back. Finally, after a couple, 3 months, they say, well, you can get one of those. It just costs you $19 a month extra. I said, okay, I'll pay it. So they come out with the meter, and instead of like an old meter and you read the numbers, you know how they used to do when you move from one place to the other, there would be an old meter there, and they just read whatever numbers and subtract your numbers from it.
Right.
Well, it's a brand new meter. And I said, where did this come from? So he says, well, they sent all the other ones to South America, and they built new ones. So immediately I smelled a rat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when I plug in my charger for my computer, it was like a snap, crackle, pop that goes on, and it just doesn't... happened once. It just keeps going on. And I said, something they're doing. This is just a smart meter in disguise. I've got here. Plus, they're charging me $19 for it. But right now on the way to Home Depot, so I'm going to get a meter so I can see if I can measure the hertz that's going through there.
Here's what you do. You go to eBay, and you'll find that for $25.99, right this second with free shipping, you can buy a used electric meter, all shined up, the kind you used to have.
Well, I tried that. They won't let you use it.
Well, I know. I bought one, and I went round and round, and that's why I ran for the board of directors of the electric co-op, because they would not let me put, they would not put an old meter on. They said they crushed them all. They crushed them, and I thought, that how irresponsible. And I was so angry that our electric utility, Laclede Electric, who provides power for us, replaced meters at the cost of $5 million, okay? An absolutely astronomical amount of money to replace all these meters so they could monitor our every move. I was so angry that they would not, that they said they crushed all the meters, and it makes no sense. I don't believe they crushed them. I think that's a lie. But I can't prove it, but I believe it's a lie. So I decided that I was going to run for the board of directors and try to get anyone who wanted to have a smart meter replaced with an old-fashioned meter have the ability to do that. Well, I was defeated. I was defeated, and they run this election. I don't care what anybody says. I believe it's rigged. I believe that it's designed so that the incumbents who are rerunning win. Okay, and I got a chance to speak, and people paid attention to what I said. However, they had already voted. Most everybody voted by the time I spoke. So I think that that it's rigged. And let me say one other thing about this. The board of directors has a fiduciary responsibility to make sure that the profits of the corporation that they are directing are as high as possible. Now, I would be failing my fiduciary responsibility if I did not do everything possible to keep electric rates high and profits high for the corporation. So if I said, hey, listen, guys, I think we ought to reduce our electric rates by 35%. I would not be fulfilling my duty as a director. That's the problem we have. If you go to Sears and you say, wait a minute, I remember back in the 70s, you guys used to say satisfaction guaranteed or your money back, you know, and if we had a problem, we'd just say, hey, we want our money back. And they would give it to you, and they'd say, I'm so sorry you're not happy. Now, they give you all kinds of excuses why they can't give you your money back. And if you really press them, Sears will tell you, as a store manager told me, hey, listen, let me tell you, The company that you used to work for, Vinny, Sears, when you were younger, that's not the same company. We don't work for the customers. We work for the board of directors. And how's that working? Sears lost their tower. They lost their building. They lost their way. They're nowhere near the company that they used to be. They're closing stores.
Yeah.
We have lost our way.
Well,
but I love your story about
that. They want everybody out of work.
I love, Stephen, I love your story about the electric meter and how sensitive they are to moisture. It's a great story.
Yeah, well, of course, it's not meant to, it's meant to be impervious until somebody does something to it.
Yeah,
but,
they found it. They found that mine wasn't transmitting too well. So what did they do? They put a repeater. They put a repeater near a couple hundred feet away. Well,
oh, my God. So that increases your microwaves. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I'm so concerned about that repeater that I wanted to protect it, so I put sheet metal over it. Well, I mean, Rick, you'll get a chance to see these protection devices that I put, because I'm so concerned about our utility company and their equipment. I want to make sure nothing happens to it. You know, we have hail and baseballs and cows and stuff, and so I've got sheet metal over the antenna.
Yeah.
Anyway, Stephen, thank you so much for being with us today.
All righty. There's another thing I noticed. Are you there?
Yeah.
Yep, we're here.
I got a swimming pool testing kit, and I tested my well water, and it's highly acid.
Where are you located?
Which is a little in Georgia,
right?
Out in the country.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So I'm a little bit disturbed about that. Now, I put some
Rick, your thoughts
liquid
on that?
Minerals in my big Berkey filter, and that brings it, you know, that makes it a little bit better.
Yeah, you always want your pH to be at least 7 or higher. And it, at 8.4, just for the record, that's where your body is most efficient in absorbing water that you would drink. It would less
okay, so I'll put I'll put some more in there then.
Well, you want to need
baking
more.
Soda.
7.0 is good. 6.8 will allow certain kinds of varmints to live. And you're trying to keep the pH for a lot of different reasons. And but mostly it's for assimilation. And you can use baking soda. There's half a dozen things that you could use that are not bad for you at all. Small, very small quantities of baking soda will bring that to true very quickly. You can use light, you know, where you run your you have a certain kind of a UV light that's hitting the water. Actually, there's all kinds of things you can do.
Is that like a black light, or is that different?
What's that?
You say UV light.
Yeah, long ultraviolet. Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All of that.
Well, black light would work.
I'm sorry? Yeah, that's one of the ways they do changing water. There's people now that like to take their water down in a blender, kind of like a vortex, because it restructures that. Now, your water is no longer H2O. It's H7O9 with a free radical ion. And the more you do that, the more you also, you know, create exclusion zone water, which is H3O2. Now, H3O2 is where it all happens in the body. And it's when water touches another surface, your organ, a different mineral, whatever, it changes the relationship of the structuring of the water itself. And so certain elements, like tellurium, for example, that water, when it touches it, will try to climb up the wall in a surface tension thing. It's amazing how strong the water gets against gravity trying to, you know, structure the exclusion zone molecules up against the surface. It's interesting. Plastic is not a good thing to keep it in. I keep everything of mine in glass, a big ball jar, and I keep it out of the light in a cupboard somewhere, and I replace it every 3 months. And you should have a little protocol, like you clean your ears, like you should do different things in hygiene. Water.
Rick, we're going into a break. We're going to a break. Hold that thought. Stephen, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze-Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we've got Dr. Richard Allen Miller with us. Michael's coming up next. He's called in. I just wanted to remind everybody about the Get Prepared Expo. Get Prepared Expo is March 27, 28, and 29. Rick Miller, Matt Stein will be doing a special presentation on the 27th. It'll be an all-day seminar on urban survival. Then the 28th and 20, that's a Friday, the 27th, and we'll be having a dinner with the exhibitors. So if you want to get there early, we're going to make that happen for you. And the 27th and that's the 27th. 28 and 29 are Saturday and Sunday. That's when we have our, well, let's say about somewhere around 80 seminars. Tickets will be available in the next few days on the website, usapreparers.com. I've got some computer work to do to make that happen, but you'll be able to buy your tickets discounted online. And are you a potential Get Prepared Expo exhibitor? If you are, you can call us. And we'll chat. The phone's been ringing off the hook, and I've been talking with new exhibitors. Really, really interesting exhibits are coming to the Get Prepared Expo, and they'll be on the website, and you'll be able to see them in the next couple of days. So if you are, here's my phone number, 417-462-1105, 417-462-1105. That's my number in the studio. And I'll be able to take your calls. If you're a potential exhibitor, we'd like to talk with you. And here's how it works. There's an interview process, and we get to know each other, and I make sure that I go to your website, and I make sure you understand what we do and how we do it, and how honesty and integrity plays into the Get Prepared Expo. And if we believe that you've got a product that's at a very good price, it's a fair price, and you're honest, and you have integrity, and we can verify it, we're interested. That's how it works. And you may even become an instructor on the air. And I think Rick Miller can tell you what our expo is like. Rick, would you like to just take a minute and describe what the expo is?
They're exciting because there's quite a different cast of characters. Everybody's there. From Lou Leslie Ross to Matt Stein, A to Z. And it's every one of those instructors is like me. They're extremely knowledgeable in their areas of expertise. There's a guy there with Geiger counters. That's going to be a nice way to go to the grocery store. Can you imagine going in with a respirator and your Geiger counter when you were going up to the fish department to buy your food?
Yeah.
I have pictures of them doing that in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
It's creepy. And I guess what I'm going to try to say now is that the world is changing. It does that because that is the nature of things. Whether it's good or bad, we have an opportunity. And it's going to change everything. When I say hygiene, you're probably going to have a whole new set of rules in the way you do your home. For example, leaving your shoes outside, leaving your clothing in a decontamination chamber, and taking a shower before you walk into your bedroom.
Yeah, and we're going to teach you
that because there's all kinds of things coming out of the atmosphere now.
And we're going to teach you that at the Get Prepared Expo. We've got Michael from New York. Michael, thanks for holding so long. Welcome.
Now, thank you. Good morning, gentlemen. I just want to say quickly regarding the utility companies, the smart meters and all that. That motivates us, and me for sure, to definitely get my solar system fully set up.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to do it is you have to have new wiring with outlets directly connected to the solar bank cell. And that way, they can't monitor anything, number one, because all your appliances are off their grid.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you're saving a ton of money in the long run. And then number three, hopefully if enough people do it, we can put these companies out of business. And I'm sure you're finding down there, like around here, you get bought out. Those utility companies have been sold and bought out by foreigners. So they've the traitors in our government, they've sold us out, and we're being taken over by foreign entities, which are all into this globalism. But I think that's the only strategy we really have at right now, so we can break away from them, be more independent, and not under grid.
I think that everybody needs to know that China has taken over a lot of Canada's utilities and that there is a strong movement to do the same here in throughout North America. That's what Bundy Ranch was about. It was a Chinese company wanting to set up a utility and had a bunch of ranchers in the way. Now,
Rick,
really,
hold that thought. We're going into another break. Michael, do you want to hold through?
Thanks, Vincent. I'd like to make one more comment. Thanks.
Sure. Hold on. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us in class. If you'd like to go to his website, richardallenmiller.com, richardallanmiller.com. Michael from New York is with us. We're talking about the electric grid, and we're talking about separating yourself from the power grid. Now, Michael, there's something that there's a common thread through everything we do here at USAPrepares.com. And you hit on a component of that, and that is we want to separate ourselves from the system. We want to be as independent as possible from the system. We want to grow our own food. We want to learn how to do carpentry, welding, plumbing, wiring, install our own solar panels, manage our own solar panels, maintain our own solar panels, our automobiles, our trucks. We want to be farmers. We want to raise animals. We want to do everything possible for ourselves. And you've hit the nail right on the head with the power grid and becoming independent of it.
Well, yes, sir, Vincent, and everything you just described sums up in one word, American. We want to be American,
yeah.
Just like the original Americans, very self-sufficient, very independent. And that has to be our goal, and they're motivating me, and I'm sure I know you guys and hopefully most of your audience to become that way, because they're milking us dry as they enslave us in their system. But, real quick, guys, when it comes to these utility companies, it's amazing that, say, you get yourself set up with your own power supply and you're independent, but they will not disconnect. You tell them, hey, I don't need your electricity. Please disconnect. They won't do that. And so then the bottom line is, well, who really owns this property here? Do you own it or do I own it? Obviously, they do. We're just renting. And that brings us all around to, you know, that we're really not free, and we're just renting on land that supposedly we own. Technically, we are not free at all, so whenever they say, you know, you're free, yeah, sure.
And indentured servant.
Yes, sir, and that's the real outrage of it all.
Michael, you brought up a very good point. How do you disconnect? And, you know, I would revoke the right of way. I would say I'm no longer using your services. I revoke the right of way. Get your stuff off my property. You've got 30 days to do it, or I can't be responsible for, you know, protecting your equipment after that point. You know, and what you can do is the power from the utility comes in through the meter, and at the meter, right behind the meter, you're connected with your circuit panel, so you can literally disconnect that circuit, that main breaker, and you are off the grid. However, they do have, you know, power running up and to the meter. That's absolutely true. And, you know, we don't want to get involved in a shootout. We really don't. We don't want the sheriff to come, because we're presumed guilty, you know, until proven innocent. So we really don't want to get involved in a shootout. And you're absolutely right. This is a huge problem. It really, really is. So the only way that I can think of to win these skirmishes is through the media. And the alternative media really plays a big role. Websites, alternative radio, and exposing the people who are involved. And I'll tell you what, they can't stand having their pictures posted on the Internet. I was threatened by an attorney with suit from New Jersey for copyright infringement. My website was taken down. It was literally taken down because of an alleged copyright infringement. Anyone who copies and posts an article in entirety and gives full attribution, if there's a copyrighted picture in that article, they can threaten to sue you. So my response was, I took it down. I redid the website. That's why it looks like the Drudge Report now. So I only have links. So that can't happen to me again. I just post links to articles. And you know what I did? I put this guy's picture on the Internet. I put this attorney's picture, Ben D. Manovitz. I put his picture and a story about how he's under investigation. Okay? So reportedly, he's under investigation. So I posted that. And what I did was I helped him. So if you type in his name, you will find that the third post, or the fourth post, if you type in his name, if you're looking for an attorney and you type in his name, there's a post about him being under investigation. So we can help these people. We're not backing down. You know, when they threaten us, we come out swinging. We're not looking for fights. But when they start picking on us, that's what we do. And in terms of, you know, if there's someone growing a garden and they get attacked by zoning in their city, Let's make them famous. Let's find out who the enforcer is. Let's find out who the mayor is. Let's post their phone numbers, their cell phone numbers, where they live, pictures of them on the Internet, and use lots of keywords to help make them famous. That's how we do it. That's how we fight back. And it absolutely, positively works. That's just my two cents.
Yes, sir, and I want to just say God bless you guys for all that effort, and that is exposure is the key, and I think, you know, I really like you guys for showing that courage, demonstrating that courage, but I'm shocked to find out that that lawyer from Dewey, Cheatham, and Houston would be under investigation. That's pretty shocking to hear that.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you
yeah,
what.
Right. We have.
let me just share something with our class today. If we're looking for an expert in some field, we have one. Okay. If we're looking for a brain surgeon, we've got one, Norm Shealy. If we're looking for a dentist, we've got one, Howard Chaine. If we're looking for a rocket scientist, we've got one, Rick Miller. If we're looking for an attorney, we've got Alfio Lanuto. Alfio Lanuto heard about this, and he paid this guy a visit. And it was really, really cool and calm, and Al Lanuto is a really cool guy. He just, by the time Al was done with this attorney, just, you know, being kind of a Columbo, this guy went ballistic. He just went, said, well, have you... Al just visited him, just showed up at his door and in his office. And, you know, he knew he had a dossier on this guy. And so this guy was absolutely shocked that Al Lanuto knew everything about him. And Al Lanuto said, have you been to Mr. Finelli's website? So he went to the website, and there's his picture, and the attorney went ballistic. So that's how we play. Now, I didn't go looking for this guy, Ben D. Manovitz. I didn't, you know, go looking for him to, you know, to cause any problems. I'm just responding to his threat of suit. He talks about $200,000. He's lost his mind, in my opinion. Anyway, hey, Michael, thanks so much.
God bless, gentlemen.
God bless. I'll call you after the broadcast. Thanks so much.
You know, I am getting responses from everybody now, and I really appreciate your comments. Hold back 1 week while I get settled, but I am trying to respond to everybody, and I'm getting like maybe 300 emails a day now from people, some of which are more intelligent than I am, and I'm learning things. It's really kind of cool. Joey has been one of the best lead scouts this last year.
And he's
I
awesome.
I look forward to seeing him when I come back to Lebanon. But
I think of Joey
here visiting
yep.
now.
Hi, Grace. Hey,
yeah,
I think of
downstairs. They're going through my clothing now, God.
Rick, Joey has been to the farm. I met Joey at an event. We were supporting Mark Baker when he was being attacked in Michigan for raising some pigs. And I met Joey there, and he listens to us. And he came to the farm, and he brought a kind of a piece of Americana, American flag and the eagle. And I have it in the kitchen. I said, Joey, would you please sign this? So he got a marker out, and he signed it. And I think of Joey every day, and he sends me, yeah, and you're going to get a chance
Silent,
to meet him.
So hardworking, knowledgeable, yeah. and yeah. support. That's what you're looking for in your neighbor.
Right.
I would recommend that today you go around to your neighbors just to see who they are. Just say, hi, I'm da-da-da, I live down the street, and I just had some time. I know you're probably busy. I just want to know who you are. Get to
yeah.
know your neighbors.
Absolutely.
The people that save your life.
And over time, you can share your philosophies with them. You can help educate them. Maybe
as
they can help educate you.
You know, different strokes. Everybody's yeah. different, has different needs. But mm-hmm. even when you don't get to choose who's in the foxhole with you, who's in the bunker with you, mm-hmm. that person is most likely going to be the person that actually saves your life.
Absolutely.
Just like you're going to save someone's life. And
Mark,
you look at them like
yeah.
that. You're like, we're in a kind of a change. Mm-hmm. It's kind of scary because we none of us know how it's going to play. Money is at some point going to be used to start a fire. That's about as important as Confederacy currency or something. And when
yeah,
that occurs,
our republic.
Yeah,
Mark in Philadelphia.
Occurs, what you
Mark in
really
Philadelphia.
Have to offer your community in barter. Is your joy the part that you would be doing even with it's not about money, your hobby?
Mark in Philadelphia, you're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller and me, Vin Finelli. Hey, thanks for waiting so long.
Hello, Vin. Vince, and hello, Richard.
Hey, I hope to see you at the expo.
Yeah, I'm working on that. Yeah. First thing I'd like to say is the wise men wash their hearts with laughter. The sages wash their hearts with laughter. And that's what Rick reminds me of. He's a sage, and whenever I listen to him talk, whatever he's talking about is very interesting, but what happens with this guy is when he opens up a channel of information beyond what he's talking about, that's extremely informative, and that's how I know he's tapped in, Vincent.
Yeah,
he's really tapped in. I mean, and I know he's been going through some trials and tribulations from what I've heard through back channels, and I reach out to you, Richard, to hopefully
keep your... good to go. Lock and load it, the way Vincent would put it.
Well, I want to bring up that also, Vincent, that, and I appreciate that you bring this up, that what's happening to us, it's happening everywhere, seemingly, that the battles that you're having there, that they're similar to the battles that people are having in a lot of places. And so the model, it's a model that's being played on us, we the people. We're in, and what I'm talking about is taking over local jurisdiction and stripping away.
Right.
I'll hold.
Yeah.
That's great.
Mark from
that's
Philly. Mark from Philly, please hold. And class, please consider coming to the Get Prepared Expo. You get a chance to meet your instructors. We're in Missouri. It'll be in Lebanon, Missouri. There's camping available for $10 a day right on site. We'll provide discount motel accommodations, discount food. It's going to be awesome. We'll be right back.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not.
Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze-Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
By now, you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening, to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself. Your home, business, family, your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com, that's guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I just got off the phone with the Econo Lodge, and we've got a special rate for you. If you come to the expo and you'd like a single bed, $59.99. And if you'd like a double bed, $64.99. I'm going to be posting that on the website in just a couple of minutes. I got off the phone with Lena. She's one of the owners of the Econo Lodge. I think you'll like it. It's right down the street from the Get Prepared Expo, and that's on the contact tab of USAPrepares.com. Contact tab, and it says motel accommodation special rates for USA Prepares. We have their absolute lowest rates. I just want to share that with you. Mark from Philly, you had something else that you wanted to share with us?
Yes. If it isn't enough where these foreign corporations are taking over by buying up everything, I just found out the other day, Continental Engines, that makes the aircraft engines, they bought a company in Europe that, and I was looking into diesel, fuel injected diesels, and they bought a company in Europe, and then the Chinese bought Continental. Amazing.
They own 50% of where I live right now in Grants Pass, Oregon.
If it's not the Chinese, now the other move is coming from Europe. I mean, how many did you know that VW, BMW and Mercedes, which are all in the southeast, because I know somebody that developed the lines there, who happens to be German. He came over here from Germany. They're ramping things up. Fiat owns Chrysler. Who would ever thought that? I didn't like the Daimler buying them to begin with. But anyway, that's one thing. But we have local jurisdictions, Vincent and Richard. We have local jurisdictions going along with this stuff, allowing their the autonomy, the local economy and autonomy to be compromised at many, many levels. And it's amazing that a lot of this stuff is happening.
Okay, I have something really important to say. There, I'm in next weekend. I'm up in Willow Creek, California, with a town that is seceding from the state of California. There's a little known law for Imperial Waters that you can take over the management of your natural resources, and they are going to do their education and transit systems and infrastructure on the roads. And California Highway Patrol and the California Department of Transportation are out, and it's a lockdown like a community happening down in Paraguay. And I'm going in to start the educational program they want to do, where they're taking over management of their entire little community. And it's happening everywhere now. It's very exciting.
Well, Vincent, something that I found out just the other day, by the way, as an example of what's going on there in Southern Missouri, because I am, the people don't know, I'm from Missouri, and I'm still in touch with a lot of things that are happening in Missouri, and it's interesting, there are a lot of bad things happening in Missouri. Springfield, Missouri, just made it a requirement that anything below 50 cc, you've got to now get a license for a moped. Can you believe that?
Below 50, wait, below 50 cc's?
Yeah, you got to get a license. I just learned that from my nephew. You got to get a license for a moped.
Okay, I'm glad you mentioned that, because we have an exhibitor at the Get Prepared Expo. It's called, it's a moped company, and there are people that are buying these $750 mopeds to get around town because they get 125 miles per gallon.
And they're only $600 brand new.
Kiss My Gas.
I told my nephew, I said, well, we got to get a hold of Vincent, because Vincent may not know about this. I said, well, he might know, but he may not know, because they're coming
no,
at
it from
all angles. So the other thing, one other last plug I want to give, and I'm trying to search out this group to find out if they're valid, because they're trying to do the right thing to take back our counties, and they're called the National Liberty Alliance, and it has to do with no victim, no crime, and bringing back a common law grand jury possibility. Anyway, I guess we're out of time, but I wanted to mention that to you and ask you if you knew anything about it, and encourage people to check it out and find out if it might be a valid way.
Mark, thanks for being such a great scout and bringing that to our attention. No, you know, we try to stay up on everything, but it's impossible, and that's why we really love our scouts, our class, and our instructors for bringing this to all of us here at USAPrepares.com. Mark, I hope I get a chance to see you at the Get Prepared Expo. Thanks so much for calling in. Rick, thanks so much for being with us. And, you know, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, richardallenmiller.com. And I'm looking forward for you being at the farm and at the expo. It's going to be a blast. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next?
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order, or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No.
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.